Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. It is the Saturday edition. You call in, you bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the show. Website, again, freetalklive.com, number 800-259-9231. I've been sitting on a piece of video. I guess since we're doing a radio show, you're going to hear the audio side of it, and that's really the most relevant part of it.
That's a good thing.
The piece of video is of a certain pastor who was stopped recently at a Border Patrol checkpoint in, I believe it was Arizona.
Yeah.
The story here is from CheckpointUSA.org. Now, CheckpointUSA's Roadblock Revelations, it's a blog that is, as it describes itself, is exposing the police state one checkpoint at a time. The guy that runs the site, Terry, has been for a couple years now going through these internal suspicionless checkpoints that the Border Patrol has set up and has been going through them with a video camera and recording every single encounter that he's had. And he's done an amazing job at standing up for his rights and asserting himself and not allowing these Border Patrol agents to walk all over him like they do with everybody else, most, 99% of the people that'll go through that any given checkpoint. And in case you don't know, the Border Patrol is setting up internal checkpoints in the southern, within 100 miles of the southern and northern borders of the country. So you don't even necessarily even have to be on a road that intersects with the border. There's a good chance that the Border Patrol is going to be there and checking every single car that comes through, asking intrusive questions like, what's your citizenship, things like that. And so Terry has done an amazing job of kind of chronicling and documenting this as he goes through there. And whenever they ask him, what's your citizenship, he's always coming back with questions, never giving answers, always coming back with questions like, well, am I free to go? Or am I being detained?
Yeah.
And they don't like that very much, so they just ask him the same question over and over again. Eventually, they let him go. They've never actually, arrested him or detained him or anything like that. It's been interesting watching this.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure the border guards don't like it, but most of these people are not trained in the U.S. Constitution. They don't know what the Fourth Amendment of the United States is.
Well, they swore an oath to uphold the Constitution.
That's beside the point. Our public services servants have been swearing oaths to this document that they haven't read, don't care anything about, along with our politicians for centuries, honestly. And they don't know what it says, and they don't care. And the fact is, if these Border Patrol agents can stop you on the road and ask you all kinds of questions and circle dogs around your car, well, can't they come to your house?
Yeah,
and
why not?
Tell you that, hey, we're looking through your house. There could be immigrants here.
Just a matter of they haven't done it yet.
Yep.
That's all.
As a matter of fact, in this case of this pastor, they brought a dog out that alerted on his car for Mexicans? For somebody in the
trunk? They didn't find anything.
Must have been drug dogs.
They didn't find drugs.
No, they didn't. But you know how it is with the dogs. These people train the dogs to alert. They don't train the dogs to alert on something. Certainly, they've got dogs that will find drugs, but those aren't the ones that they bring out to alert on cars.
Well, those dogs are trained to find drugs, but you can also train them to just alert on command.
Yep.
So,
or you could just say the dog alerted. I mean, look, how would you know?
Right. So Terry over at Checkpoint USA has been doing a great job of covering this tyranny that's going on within our own country, and I think most people are blissfully unaware of. But he also has been covering people that are doing things besides himself. And Steven Anderson is an individual who was recently brutalized at an internal suspicionless checkpoint by Border Patrol agents and Arizona DPS officers. He has posted the video of this. So apparently this particular pastor did have a video camera with him at the time and captured his own tasering on video here, and I just wanted to share the demeanor of these officers and just to kind of give you a taste of what it was like to be inside the cab with Pastor Steven Anderson in Arizona. So, pull this up here.
You are under arrest.
And what crime am I being charged with?
These guys are telling me that a canine alerted to your vehicle for the presence.
And I've asked repeatedly for that dog to be brought back out because I say that it didn't happen.
So what's happened here is the Border Patrol has stopped this man, and they allegedly brought a dog out that allegedly alerted
on his
vehicle.
Now, the man hasn't been out of his car, so he wouldn't know whether or not, you know, the Reverend hasn't been out of his car, so he wouldn't know whether a dog alerted or not. Now, obviously, these Border Patrol agents don't have the power to pull this guy out of the car, or they would have. That's why they call
DPS.
The DPS, which is essentially their highway
patrol. Department
of Public
Safety.
Yeah, they're essentially their highway patrol.
And they told DPS, hey, this dog, we have a dog that alerted on this car.
And so here you have the problem of authority. Okay. Now there's been scientific experiments over and over again that show that people will do essentially anything. Some people will do essentially anything if told that by an authority figure.
Right.
So you have these Border Patrol agents who aren't real law enforcement officers,
but they're federal government agents.
But they're outside of their purview at the border. They should be guarding the border.
They've got badges, Mark. They're real enough.
Look, they could kick this guy to sleep if they had the power to. They didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. They called the FHP, or excuse me, the Arizona Highway Patrol, the Department of Safety, or whatever it's mm-hmm. called there, and they called him to do this stuff. And then they said, hey, that guy didn't come out of his car when we told him to. He's a bad, bad, bad civilian. And that's where we're at.
Right. So this DPS officer leans in, says, you're under arrest. He says, basically, what for? I never saw this canine thing happen, and neither did you. DPS agent, you've come here arresting me based on the say-so of these other people.
Let me read real quick the Fourth Amendment, just for everybody out there, that so we know what the ground rules are that we're playing with here. The document that we've crumpled up and thrown away is called the Constitution, but they still say that they abide by it. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause. I mean, to me, it's reasonable to say, no, you can't look in my trunk.
I think so.
Now,
but they think it's reasonable
to look
in your trunk.
At the very least, if you've got a drug dog, that you said alerted, bring out the drug dog and show me he can alert.
That's what he's asking for here, and here's the response that he gets.
And they are refusing to get the dog back out because they know that they're not telling the truth.
You can do one.
Because I wouldn't answer their questions, they came up with that.
Or I'm going to take you out of the car.
Well, let me ask this. What?
Which, by the way, you've no obligation to answer their questions. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to take you and hurt you and put you in a jail cell, but you have no obligation to answer their questions.
Well, that's all government is it's monopoly privilege on the use of force, and these people intend to use it.
All right, so he didn't answer the questions, so they claimed they brought a dog out, and then they called this guy out.
When you place someone under arrest, don't you have to put them under arrest for something specific?
I'm a police officer. I'm ordering you out of the car.
Will you answer my question, police officer?
Yes, I'm a police.
What are you placing me under arrest for?
Prepare to obey me right now.
Oh.
See, now I thought we got rid of kings in this country. I thought that we were a nation of laws. That's what I've been told. I've been told by all the good folks at the Republican little meetings that I've been. We're a nation of laws. Well, yeah. No, we're not.
Doesn't
because
the law...
they've made laws that say that the cop can tell you to do whatever the hell he wants,
but
even if it violates the Constitution, and you've got to obey it or they're going to bring out their tasers.
How about a violation of a chain of just the chain of logic? I mean, the question that he asked, first and foremost, is what am I being arrested for? After hemming and hawing for a little bit, the officer finally says, I'm a police officer, and I'm going to arrest you because you aren't obeying what I'm saying right now. Well, wait, what were you arresting me for in the first place? If what you're arresting me for now is because I'm not obeying you by getting out of the car, what were you originally trying to arrest me for? He didn't have anything. They're just making stuff up.
That's what they do.
Right.
When things don't go their way, the law enforcement officers, unfortunately, by and large, will just make stuff up. Now, I do believe there are some of them out there that try very hard to abide by the Constitution, and I'll bet you they get a lot of trouble from their superiors when they refuse to do something that's contrary to it. I think the problem is systemic.
Well, I would love to meet some cops that actually obey the Constitution above and beyond the orders they're receiving from their higher-ups. I've never met one. And I've known some cops that I like, that I consider good guys, that I believe are trying to do the right thing, but they're scared to death about doing anything, or rather not doing anything, that they are told to do by their superiors. They're scared they're going to be punished politically. They're scared they might even lose their jobs. I don't believe there are police out there that will refuse to obey unconstitutional orders, because they get them all the time. Go arrest that pot smoker. That, to me, is unconstitutional. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, it's the Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away. Now, if you are enjoying this show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the AMP program. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines and more, all at AMP. audible.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player to work on any MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook today, and they have just about every book you can imagine. So if there's a book out there you've been thinking about getting, get it for your MP3 player and see what it's like to get a full unabridged audiobook. Just to show you how unabridged, Atlas Shrugged is 63 hours long. audiblepodcast.com/FTL is in Free Talk Live. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
So we're talking about a relatively new situation here in America, and that is these internal checkpoints that the Border Patrol has been setting up. There are a number of them along the southern border, not actually on the border, but within 100 miles north of the southern border. And there are even, I think, a handful of them along the northern border as well, or rather 100 miles south of the Canadian border. So what happens is you'll be stopped at these checkpoints. It doesn't matter if you're leaving the country or not. If you just happen to be in the area driving down that road, you'll be stopped and harassed by these Border Patrol officers.
And if you think about everybody who's 100 miles from any international border, and that would include coastlines, and I don't know if in this particular instance they're including coastlines, but if they decide, it seems like the next step. If you consider how many people in the United States live within 100 miles of the coast or a border, you're talking about the vast majority of Americans are now subject to just suspicionless searches of their persons, papers, and effects. And you don't like it, lump it.
So I guess I'm curious, and we're going to play some more of this audio of Pastor Stephen Anderson's encounter with these Border Patrol agents. The Border Patrol then called in Arizona's DPS to arrest Stephen because he wasn't answering questions, basically. They didn't actually have a reason to arrest him. They were just going to arrest him and then figure it out later, which is what the cops do. Usually they'll charge you with disorderly conduct or something like that. If they actually have no real reason to be arresting you, they'll just that's their catch-all charge. They'll just slap you with one of those.
He committed one of the most grievous offenses you can commit today.
And, not answering questions?
Well, that disobeying.
If by disobeying you mean not answering
correct.
Questions.
That's disobedience. Please. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, you have the right to remain silent, supposedly. Of course, as we found out recently, our friend Sam, our co-host on this show, is now sitting in a jail cell coming up on his full fifth week because he utilized his so-called right to remain silent, and they are holding him without trial because of it. So if you actually try to exercise any of your rights...
Yeah, these rights that they tell you you have.
Yeah, if you actually try to exercise your rights, you will find out quite quickly that the system is not interested in allowing you to have those rights, that it's just all been an illusion, it's all been a scam the whole time. It's just that most people haven't ever bothered to try to exercise their rights, so they never really found out for sure. They just go along with whatever the police say. And of course, I'm sure there are people that are listening that are saying to themselves, well, you should answer every question the police ask you. Well, this is outrageous. If you're down by the border, you could be causing trouble. You need to be stopped. You need to be questioned. And I must ask, if you are somebody that is totally fine with being stopped and questioned by the Border Patrol, what do you think should happen to someone who decides they don't want to answer questions? What do you think should be the punishment for that? Well, here's what happened to Stephen Anderson as he was, again, pulled over on the side of the road in Arizona. Arizona Department of Public Safety officer called out to arrest him, and he asks, why am I being arrested?
Specific.
I'm a police officer. I'm ordering you out of the car.
Will you answer my question, police officer?
Yes, I'm a police.
What are you placing me under arrest for?
Prepare to obey me right now.
So I have to obey you by law?
Yes, you should.
Even when you're stopping me without cause?
What obligation do we have to obey these men? Besides the gun on their hip, besides the threat of violence, what obligation exists for us to obey the orders of these men in uniform wearing badges?
The idea of the Constitution was to put a limit on government, because the Founding Fathers understood that government could very quickly go to an unlimited extent. And the Constitution has been slowly eroded. These protections, supposedly, for individuals have been slowly eroded. The Constitution didn't give rights. The Constitution enshrines some rights. You have the right not to answer somebody who's asking you questions.
So I'm going to skip forward just a few moments here because the officer walks away at that point, having said, I'm going to arrest you because you're not obeying my every single order. You are not succumbing to my whims, so I'm going to arrest you. And if you don't leave the cab, we're going to force you out. So he walks away, and then another DPS officer comes up, or maybe it's the same one. There were a handful of them there. Another one comes up with what looks like some sort of a hammer, ball peen hammer or something like that, and he smashes in the driver or the passenger's side door. And so this vehicle is being surrounded with officers at this time.
A taser is going to take you down.
That's what you call pain compliance. Stephen Anderson was not a violent threat.
He's a reverend. I mean, he's a preacher.
Stephen Anderson was not in any way taking a violent stance towards these cops. He was sitting
in his car.
In his cab. And asking questions and trying to understand what it was that he was being put through. But
by people whose salary he pays.
That's correct.
As a taxpayer, these are the people whose salaries you pay.
And I don't know about you, but this is not the kind of servant that I want to employ. This is not the kind of service I'm interested in purchasing or having served to me. This is outrageous. And this is pain compliance. These cops, and they're not the only ones, cops around the country that have the taser have begun using it in more and more occasions. The original reason for the taser was to replace the gun.
Well, it might be that, you know, I've looked into this, Ian, and certainly it's been said that the taser could help in instances where the gun is used, but the taser was essentially to replace the billy club. And the billy club would have been used in instances of getting pain compliance with people, and pain's been a compliance tool all along. I think the difference is that the war on drugs has ramped up, that we've gotten more and more officers all the time. There's more of them. This isn't the time when, you know, this isn't the time when Andy in Mayberry would just enforce the law with a cute smile and rubbing his foot in the dirt. You know, now we just have more of them, and it's a bigger team, and it's a very team mentality.
So where did you hear this? Because from the understanding that from the people we've talked to, from what I've seen online, it seems to me that the history of the taser was it was introduced supposedly to save lives.
Well,
in the event that an officer would have otherwise used a gun on somebody, they would be able to pull the taser out and supposedly let that person live through the encounter. That was my
understanding. Billy Club killed people too. Okay, and that so likely people are surviving. In better numbers from being hit in the head with a billy club. I'm of that opinion, and I've seen pieces on that.
So do you feel like the pastor in this case got what he deserved? 800-259-9231. Answer the questions or you'll be tased, right? It's Free Talk Live.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those, archives included. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours free right there on the front page. Free for you at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your best chance at liberty in your lifetime. Come on up here to New Hampshire and check out the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to porkfest.com to get more information about it. I believe it's running from the 25th through the 28th of June. And you can go to, again, Porkfest, P-O-R-C, porkfest.com. We'll see you up here for Porkfest because, Mark, you and I are going to be broadcasting live with, I'm sure, a number of our other Free Talk Live co-hosts.
It'll be a blast. I can't wait.
Fans, and Jason Osborne from SACL CAI is probably going to be there as well. So looking forward to this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival. Great opportunity to come up, see New Hampshire, and be around hundreds of like-minded individuals that are like you, seeking liberty in their lifetime and willing to actually do something about it, to actually uproot their lives and move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. All right, so we are talking about the situation that is in existence right now under your nose, and you may not even realize it if you don't live within 100 miles of the southern or northern borders of this country, and that is the suspicionless checkpoints. Internal checkpoints there where the Border Patrol is just stopping people wholesale and asking them intrusive questions, pulling some of them over, searching their cars. You know what the cops do. They'll do whatever it is you let them get away with. And in some cases, if you put your foot down and decide you're not going to let them get away with this crap anymore, well, then they smash your passenger side window in, stick a taser through, shoot you with a taser, hold that on you for several seconds, pull you out of your car, and then proceed beating on you. because that's the part of the story we didn't get to. After you hear Stephen Anderson being brutalized with a taser, you don't get to hear the rest because at that point his camera cuts out and you have to see the video footage from the Border Patrol's own video cameras. Just don't have microphones.
But right after the event, when he gets home, he's got a big bloody mark on his face, so it's pretty clear that he'd been roughed up in some manner.
Oh, yeah, they got him good. In fact, later in the video, you can see when they take him inside the Border Patrol checkpoint station and they're booking him or whatever it is they're doing, or maybe it was a DPS station, wherever it was they took him. They happened to position him. They sat him down and positioned him so that his head was just off the camera view of the security camera that was in that particular government bureaucracy. So you could see all of his body except for his head. And it was his head that took the most severe beating. That's where the blood was. That's where you could see the real evidence of him being beaten. And so they just so happened to miss that on their bureaucrat security camera. And so, yes, they pulled this man, this peaceful pastor, who was just trying to understand what was going on. He was just asking some questions and refusing to answer some of their intrusive questions. And he got a tasering and a beating because of it. Do you support this behavior? 1-800-259-9231. And by this behavior, I mean the behavior of the people calling themselves the Border Patrol. 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Bill is on the line listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Bill.
Hello there, y'all.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I would just like to try to add something concerning the Fourth Amendment. The Fourth Amendment would apply to a U.S. agent or any kind of U.S. Government official, but when it comes to, say, like that state trooper, a citizen has to stand upon his state constitution that also lists a list of protected rights as well.
Understood. This is what you're talking about is sort of an old philosophy that is prior to the 14th Amendment, that the federal constitution only limits the federal government. However, there have been multiple rulings by the Supreme Court since the 14th Amendment that, in fact, the U.S. Constitution applies to state governments. I'm with you. I'm fine with that as long as things are enforced in a fair and even fashion. But that philosophy isn't entirely true.
Right. Well, that philosophy not being entirely true is because of the 14th Amendment, and that amendment was illegally ratified to begin with, but it was the foundation to consolidate the once sovereign states under a centralized government authority. And this is why the state sovereignty resolutions, which I thoroughly enjoyed hearing, would actually be powerless because the Supreme Court could then come back through using the 14th Amendment to override any.
Well, that may be true, Bill, but it's also they're just resolutions, so they don't really even do anything. Even on a state level, it's just the sovereignty resolutions you're talking about are just the state legislature saying, we're sovereign, we tell you. And that's, they're not actually making a stand behind their statement. I thank you for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Now, if they wanted to make a stand, they could say something like, we're leaving the Union. That would be a stand.
Now, the point he makes is a good one, that things changed around the 14th Amendment. I also think that it's a battle that's long since been lost, like the unratifying of the 14th Amendment.
Yeah, good luck convincing a judge, right?
Well that or even if you manage to start a movement in this country to, well, let's get the state sovereignty rights back. As he said, that would be stopped because of the 14th Amendment, which was ratified. But it's also the amendment that was passed, give slaves the right of freemen, and so you're going to be painted as a bigot, which isn't true at all, but that's you're going to be painted as a bigot in the same fashion that Janine Garofalo said that the teabaggers are a bunch of bigots and racists.
Oh yeah,
bigots or whatever.
I saw that footage. She was wrong and she was right all at the same time in that particular clip. You're talking about when Janine Garofalo was cornered outside of a Starbucks by a camera crew, I think, for Fox News.
Well, she had made the statement previously, and then, they
cornered her
afterwards.
Well, anyway, all I saw was the one where she was cornered, and she basically said that, well, where were all these people 8 years ago? I mean, where were they there is no conservative movement. Where were they at the time when George Bush was spending like crazy? I mean, where were they? So she's making a legitimate point there. Her observation is spot on that these people are hypocrites. And, you know, if they've now
but
come
hypocrite
to,
doesn't make you a bigot. And that's where stepped over the line.
Right. She drew the incorrect conclusion from
that
the
because that because they're against President Obama, they must be against him because he's black. And that's the nonsense of that's the nasty side of the liberals, if you want to use that term, in this country, the way they'll paint people that want smaller government as bigots.
Let's continue here. Take your phone calls about anything. So she was kind of right and kind of wrong. Let's go to Craig, listening to WFTL in Florida. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live.
This is Brian.
Well, Brian, listening to WFTL. What's on your mind?
I'm sorry. Sometimes I use my... I'm one of those persons that got two first names. But
okay.
I'll go with Craig.
Okay, Craig. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Here in Pompano Beach, we had a law enforcement officer broke in someone's home.
Oh, boy.
And he was shot and killed. Now, this cop was trying to steal somebody's art. But the way they painted, the media and the cops painted, spun this story that he was making a warrant, an arrest, because this man had so-called child porn in his computer or some kind of nonsense like that.
Yeah, and that's the child porn cards, the one that they'll really pull out when they're desperate. Because
it's
impossible to defend against.
The guy that was arrested, the cop's name was Todd Fata. And to this day, they still do not assign guilt to what he did because he's dead. And what they've done, because of him dying in a home invasion, they're able to paint the person who shot and killed him. And I believe it was a legitimate shooting because Wilkes is the name of the guy that shot Fata. He maintained his innocence. He says, look, this guy broke into my home, dressed, he had all of this crap all over him, you know, the bulletproof vest and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting, blazing away. Demanding to know where the child porn was. Wilkes was never involved in what they were doing. They were harassing him for years. They were harassing his roommate, who may have been involved with that, but he had nothing to do with it. And this guy come in. He didn't know he was a cop. And now there's a whole scandal brewing at the Broward County.
And has he been charged with a crime for shooting the cop?
What's that?
Has he been charged with a crime for shooting the cop?
No, well, he's still in jail, but...
Wait, he's in jail, but he hasn't been charged with a crime?
No, what they're doing...
I want to come back and bring you back with more here. Hang on, more on the way here. 800-259-9231. The cops, they have a special privilege, don't they? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. The Saturday edition of the program is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give to you. Now, if you are enjoying the show, then you can support the show at promote.freetalklive.com. Great way to help get us on more radio stations, more internet connections around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com. Right back to your calls. Craig is in Florida. Craig, you're telling us about a man who had his home broken into by a police officer.
Right.
And shot the police officer.
Right.
You said he was arrested without charge?
He was arrested. Now, this is how I read the, and I read these articles all and collect them. This is how come I know about them, and I actually have more facts about this case. Wilkes' roommate was being played with by the cops' tiddlywinks. They were doing this thing where they pretend to be children and tried to entrap adult males, some kind of thing like that.
Okay.
And Wilkes was not involved with that at all. This cop broke into his home. He says, "Where's the teleport?" We're pointing a gun at him. Wilkes pulled his gun out and killed Fata, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It was to everyone. I mean, everyone down here knows that Wilkes is innocent. He's maintained his innocence, and these are just the facts of the case. What happened was he was arrested, but the court, when they heard the facts of the case, a mistrial, and I don't know, they kept him, he stayed in jail. They didn't turn him loose. And the family of Fata is trying to sue Broward County because they're so negligent. What they're doing, Broward County, they're taking all their big beefy cops and they're putting them on the internet pretending to be children to entrap adult males. All of their victims are always adult males. And they're putting the skinny cops out there to handle the riffraff. And we've had a rash of cop killings. We had an elderly cop who was 76 years old, overpowered by an inmate, killed. And the family is trying to get to the bottom of this. And I say, as long as these cops are on the internet playing tiddlywinks, these kinds of things are going to happen. And but this, as it stands now,
so let me see if I've got this straight. The guy that shot the cop, you're saying, is still in jail and he hasn't been charged with anything? I feel like, I mean, that's certainly a possibility, but most people have charges at least when they go to jail. Are you sure you've got your facts straight?
Well, I think a little bit of my bias may be getting in the way.
Okay.
That's
all right. I totally understand. I thank you for the call, Cliff.
All right.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. So he's concerned that some of the bigger cops are doing the internet enforcement and the skinnier cops are out on the streets. I don't know how true that is.
I don't think
seems like speculation.
I don't think anybody can be hurt on the internet, so I don't feel like cops should be on the internet.
I agree with that. Take them all off the internet
if
duty.
If you're concerned with your kid meeting a child predator on the internet, watch your kid with the computer.
It's your responsibility as a parent.
You wouldn't let him just go randomly calling people through the telephone
book.
Don't keep an eye on what your child's doing. Talk to them about the dangers of strangers out there. I think that it's overblown largely, but okay.
Yeah.
That's your responsibility as a parent, not law enforcement's way stepping over their bounds. If a law enforcement officer goes on the internet through, say, Facebook, which might be housed outside the country, therefore outside of their jurisdiction, aren't they outside of their jurisdiction hassling people?
Seems like a technical issue, Mark. I'm not sure about that. I doubt that that matters very much to them. So, yes, if you are concerned about your kids online, it should be your responsibility as a parent to ensure that your kids know what they're doing as far as meeting other people is concerned, as far as meeting strangers is concerned. I mean, if you feel like your kids are going to go and meet somebody without your knowledge, then you should at least impart to them the basics on meeting people on the internet, and that is that you don't go over to somebody's house. If you're going to meet somebody, I think the best technique I've heard, and if you'd like to share yours, 800-259-9231, the best technique I've heard is to meet in a public place, like a food court. Some place where there are other people around, where if, you know, you're an 11-year-old, you can't just exactly get whisked away by someone. Someone can't just grab you and take you out of a public area, because if you yell, there are going to be a whole bunch of people around you. So meeting somebody from online in a public place like that is probably the best way to do things. And, you know, certainly make sure that you've talked to them enough in advance, and you know who it is you're meeting, and all of that. Do your due diligence, and as a parent, it's your due diligence that counts when it comes to your kids. You can't count on the cops to keep your kids safe from online so-called predators. We continue with your calls about whatever's on your mind. We go to Jason in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, actually, what you guys are saying just now about the parental controls on the internet and stuff like that, I called it for a different thing, and you guys hit on something I was so mad about the other day. I watched Dr. Phil, and I'm not a big Dr. Phil fan, but it was on. My wife is watching it, whatever. They had a girl on there. She's, 12 years old. She made some profile probably on MySpace,
mm-hmm.
Made herself out to be 16 years old, went and
sure.
had some guy pick her up. She had sex with this guy, and her parents found out. And come to find out, she did this all from her PSP. It was like she had a little web browser on the Sony handheld game system thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, they made this thing out to be like, oh, my gosh, how could this little girl do this? And how could this predator get a hold of her? And you guys couldn't be any more right that it's totally the parents' fault. I'm not saying that's exactly what you said, but the parents, there was no responsibility laid on them. Nothing happened. It was like, it was as if they had just were totally clueless. You know, to use a PSP, you have to get on a Wi-Fi network to do that. And all they had to do was secure the network. That's it. And I would imagine they're probably using Windows. And Windows these days...
Well, she could have walked down the street and found an unsecured network and logged on there if she'd wanted to.
They decide whether their kid goes out or not. I mean, I don't
sure.
know. It baffles me.
You want to not let your kid leave the house?
That's their responsibility,
not
mine.
The fact is, she was 12 years old. And, she could have went anywhere and found an unsecured network. But, from what they said, she's doing this from home. They said she was always playing games on her PSP at home. So, my assumption is she's sitting at home on their unsecured network, using the little web browser, and she gave a little demonstration of how she was doing it. And it's just parental things are so easy these days. It's so easy to keep your kids out of things.
Well, and it would also be easy to talk to your kids as well. I mean, I understand that some parents just think they can just say, you know, tell their kids to just say no and then lock them down and keep them
worst program ever
and keep them from experiencing life. But I think that if parents actually have conversations with their kids about things like sex and drinking and drugs and being honest and upfront about their experiences and what they went through as kids and, you know, what they expect out of their kids, just having these conversations that I can tell you my parents never had with me, for the most part, except for just don't do it. I think that could go a long way to where then your kids are coming to you and saying, hey, there's this guy talking to me online, and I'm wondering what I should do about this. Maybe they would be a little bit more upfront with you. But then again, like you said, this girl was pretending like she was 16. Was she raped, or did she consent to having sex?
She technically consented, and, well, she got locked out of her house at night when the guy dropped off his house. She got caught. She had to knock on the door and say, hey,
it's
3 o'clock in the morning, this is what happened. And, you know, they got onto her profile on MySpace and found, you know, what they said to be hundreds of, you know, different pictures. I'm sure she was, you know, probably drinking and all party pics and all that crap.
Yeah, but, and she's 12 years old, and I know that when people see, when they hear that, they think, oh, she's just a child. But if you're 12 years old and you're masquerading as though you're a 16-year-old,
you're going to get treated like a 16-year-old.
Right, for the purposes of picking somebody, you know, picking up guys or whatever, then that's exactly what's going to happen, is somebody's going to get interested, and it's going to, one thing's going to lead to another. So I know people love to pretend like their kids are totally innocent and they don't know what they're doing, but clearly this young lady knew, at least at some level, that she wanted to appear as though she were older and receive whatever benefits would come to her from that. And again, I think this is all about parents not actually communicating with their kids, having no idea what their kids are thinking or what they're into or what you know, what they're all about. And I think that's the biggest tragedy here. And it's not just this one story that you're telling. It's just in general. It's just a tragedy that American parents are unable and refuse to communicate with their kids. Obviously, I'm being very general, though. Your thoughts?
Well, it's rampant. I'm a parent myself. I'm 4-year-old and 1-year-old. I've got my wife's 8 months pregnant.
Wow.
I've got my hands full too. And I'm, you know, as a new parent, you know, I have a 4-year-old and I still consider myself to be a brand new parent. My parents didn't do that great of a job with me. And, you know, I'm uneducated. I didn't go to college. I have a GED. I joined the Army, in order to support my family. I'm doing the best that I can for my family. And nobody really instilled that in me. That's just something that I instinctively picked up. I don't expect everybody to act like that. I'm not saying I did, you know, something better. I don't think I'm superior. But the fact is, when you have kids, something happens. At some point, something clicks, and you make a decision. You say, either I'm going to figure this out, and I'm going to try to do the best I can and do the right thing, or... you keep on being a kid.
Kids raising kids. It's one of the biggest problems, I think, in America right now. I thank you for the call, the insight tonight, 800-259-9231. Good luck with the third one on the way there. 800-259-9231. That is hands full, I would say. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. If you're on the line, we'll get to you. You can talk about anything. This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.